Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter.
Drifter, baby, why you gotta run? Only muse in the setting sun. Go to the end of the other direction, and the miles will be your protection. Hey, hey, let's meet at the Mississippi, yeah, yeah. Take a riverboat down to the desert town. A riverboat down to the desert town. A riverboat down to the desert town. We'll take a riverboat down, down, down.
Cool song. That is a new song by Angie Matson. And welcome y'all to When Pigs Fly. Of course, this is Andrew Fetter, and I want to thank you all for listening. Hey, man, that was, by the way, a really outstanding song. I actually saw her last Saturday evening. It was a really amazing show. And I'm going to play at the end of this hour another new song of hers called Mary, which you'll all know you'll enjoy this, that one, too. Plus, she's got a lot of cool music. I can't even put how many songs. All of her songs are really, really tight from her new LP, which has it's called Skeleton Arm. Do check it out. You can have just listen to it on her website. She has, you can just drop in having her CD, so which is pretty reasonable, and she's doing its pre-sales or something like that. But check it out, angiematson.com. That's AngieMattson.com. So, man, that was pretty cool. And speaking of other things, I know a lot of people ask me different questions about going out of body. What's it all about? And they've asked me about my book, and lately I've been getting questions and stuff about my book, about astral projection, which is basically a plethora within my book, because I do expand upon that, like expanding out of your body. Of course, my book's called Spirit, and do check that out. It is my newest book, as of course you probably see a little thing on there and on the website. I know it'll thrill you while experiencing what it is, what it entails, the astral projection. I go into some fundamentals while having some adventure, like what would you do if you went out of your body and found yourself in just somebody else's body, maybe like an infamous hitman who had just killed somebody, then they were caught, and then you try to explain away. Wouldn't that be a paradox, a dilemma? Well, it's now available. You can check it out on my website, andrewspirit.com, as well, and it's also available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and a whole lot of websites. As well, also available at your bookstore, and if it's not on shelf, you can always request it. I am beginning my book tour. It's beginning the first events that are going to be starting in Las Vegas, and then I will be heading back to California in a regional tour. But starting in Vegas, is the dates that have been confirmed, is June 26th and 27th. On Saturday, June 26th at 1 p.m., I will be at Barnes Noble, which is on the Crossroads Commons, which is the southern part of Vegas. That's the west part, at 8915 West Charleston. And that's across the street from the Boca Park. And again, that's cross streets are Rampart and Charleston. So if you need a quick map quest or whatever. Anyway, I'll be there again on June 26th at 1 p.m. I am also having another event on June 27th. This one, though, is at 2 p.m. at Borders at the Town Square on the Strip at 6521 Las Vegas Boulevard. That's just below Russell. See, it's a pretty big facility. That happens to be the biggest Borders in Las Vegas. Really huge, actually. And do check it out. And, of course, you can always check out my website, which has leading to that, and of course the show and other activities that I'm involved with, specifically like a documentary film, which we're working on its release and distribution. If you have any questions, comments, or whatever on your mind, do send your email, flyingpigs@artlover.com. That's my email, of course, and I will try as best as possible to respond with whatever questions, things that are on your mind. And again, I want to thank again all my past guests and future guests, and of course VBS Radio for producing the show. Now I want to get into an issue. It's sort of funny when things pop up and relative to your experiences of life or whatever. subjects pop in and happens to be in I see around me, and I have to again, once again, get it off my chest because I go, okay, here it goes again. But I have to talk about an issue, and it seems sometimes I rehash the same thing over sometimes again, but sometimes from a different corner, people don't see these things in their own perspective or their own dimensions, if you want to call it, and it becomes their own dementia, if you want to call it that. But the dark side path, It is division, hate, and fear. Walking toward the dark is division, hate, and fear. Real simple. You see something wants to divide people. You see things that are projecting hate. You see things that are projecting fear. That is walking toward the dark path. Said it many times. Nothing unusual, nothing real fancy, real simple. Yet, I find it sort of surprisingly, but then I guess not so surprising, that there are some that they call themselves, oh, that they are supposed to be liberal or open-minded or respectful or so on and so on, so that say these things they are, yet I have questions about their real path, just so to speak. And of course, there are those who say they're conservative, religious, God-fearing, fearing, that's sort of funny, God-loving maybe, cultural, and so on, and all-loving of a loving God. Yet, who these people are, some of them, I'm making broad strokes, you know, says God judges as if their God belief of God is a conditional of loving God, meaning if God judges, then isn't that like conditional loving God, not our unconditionally loving God? And isn't God the one who, if God is and their personification of God, created us in his own image, then he created us with these elements? So, it doesn't make any sense, does it? But so if you believe in the ill-conceived notion of a personification of God, or of a judging God, in reality, this is really a lame, impotent understanding of God. Because God cannot be personified in reality. You can't make God into a he or a she, and not a black or a white or a Latin or Asian or Jew or Muslim or Hindu or Christian or Jesus. That is not reality, folks. Never was, never is, never will be. But I did a whole show on that, didn't I? I don't want to rehash all over that. In reality, of course, the reality of the universe, we are all one with the universe, connected to all. Hence, we are all the universe, or beyond the infinite, the God, the Allah, the Inself, whatever name you want to call the universe in its perspective of beyond, or beyond the beyond. Yet, what really amazes me, or I guess, again, not amazes, sometimes we're surprised is probably the correct word. There are many believers, or still many believers, of division, fear, and hate. And, you know, these may be, we all know, some people are aware of, they call themselves conservative or neocon, or hate-monger, or racist. But yet, there remains another group, if you want to call it that. I don't like to use that because now here I'm doing the same thing, but they stamp themselves a label and they may call themselves progressive or liberal or open-minded, yet they're on a pulpit, from their own pulpit, on their stage or on their TV or on their film or behind the scenes or in front of the scenes, who credit they have been victims of prejudice, victims of Jim Crow, victims of segregation, yet with their own words of likening apartheid, they themselves are racial, segregated, Jim Crow, prejudice, and they themselves walk with glasses of hate, glasses of division, glasses of fear. That is their perception, their ill-conceived one. They will cry, poor me, yet they themselves create division with their own segregation. They will say that they have been abused, hate crime, prejudice, yet they themselves are no different. Because what they're doing, they believe in the same connotations of the nemesis that they purport. They are promoting division by their own segregation, with their own ambience of ethnocentric glasses. Probably going, what the hell is he talking about? It's real simple. Look at how many people's socialize, at their parties, at their clubs, their groups, whether by theater or movie or film or song, they divide themselves with emblems of exclusion instead of one of inclusion. Understand now? Segregation. Like I said, there are those who will be crying out and crying out because of it. They have called others racist, yet they themselves are no different. They divide themselves and segregate themselves, yet complain of bigotry. They are their own bigots. Division is bigotry. No ifs, ands, or buts. Pure and simple. They may have black clubs, African-American clubs, Mexican clubs, Asian clubs, Korean clubs, Chinese clubs, Japanese clubs, Filipino clubs, lesbian clubs, gay clubs, straight clubs, Christian clubs, Jewish clubs, Mormon clubs, Baptist clubs, Muslim clubs, Irish clubs, Italian clubs, Arab clubs, Latino clubs, Mexican ones, Chinese ones, Catholic ones, even ones that even said on their own facsimile. Young men's Christian association clubs, women's clubs. Now we're getting, oh my God, they talk about misogynistic. Well, what the hell's the difference? Men's clubs and women's clubs. Exclusivity. There are white clubs, but we can't, you know, you don't name those clubs. They're there, obviously. And then you have, of course, the entertainment areas. Black entertainment TV, Latino TV, lesbian or gay, Christian or whatever ethnic TV. Division. Personification of division. That's not of enlightenment. That's not of inclusion. That's segregation. Segregation in its own facsimile of its own culture. And of course, as most people in America have recently had, I guess it was in April, there was a sponsorship pushed through and legislated, which we're supposed to give us, which we had a census. And the census, which is supposed to be counting how many Americans live in a particular area to determine how many congressmen or those are elected officials to allocate to each state and city and or county. But instead, they have pushed their own little agenda, their own racial and ethnic division agenda. They've legislated and pushed it, wanting to know, gee, are you white? Are you black? Are you Mexican or some variably of some kind of Latin or Asian? They'll have you fill out forms as well as other forms simply to determine to divide you. Yet, the very ones who complain of racism and segregation and prejudice and hate and bigotry live by segregation with their own blank, blank clubs, blank, blank theater groups, blank, blank TV shows, blank, blank music programs. There's certainly a plethora of division and prejudice to go around. And I ask, how are you any different from, let's say, the KKK, Ku Klux Klan? How are you any different from the hate mongers that you accuse are? Let me ask, did you vote for Obama because he was black? Because if you did, isn't that racist? How different would it be if someone, would a white person, let's say, said, I voted for John McCain because he was white? You would say, oh my God, he's racist. Same thing. Did you vote for mayor of Los Angeles, Antonio Villagosa, because he would be a good mayor or because he was Mexican or Latino? I mean, how different would you be from an Aryan Nation skid that says he will only vote for a white Anglo-Protestant? I mean, how different it is. How different can it be? It is the same crap. And you all are living in the eyes of division. You are all living within the path of the dark if you go by this path. You are also all being played as pawns because the real owners want you to be divided. They love it. These are the true owners, the Illuminati, they're playing this game of division, and they're throwing more oil into it. Within the United States, around the world, you name it, they seek to divide. Because that is their path of darkness. And you're embracing that path of darkness. You are walking through that path toward that. It's not of it being enlightenment, being divided. It's not being enlightenment to have the black club, the Mexican club, the Christian club, the Muslim club, the Jewish club. That is dark, pure and simple. How much different are you in your own thoughts and beliefs from those who carry the SS on their lapel, where they say it's white only on their storefronts? Remember the old South with its Jim Crow, white only. How much different is that? You're not allowed on this golf course because you're a Jew or you're a Catholic. We don't want your kind in our neighborhood. So what do? You have a club, a separation, a division, and yet you'll yell out racism toward Arizona because, yes, they have a racially implied law. But let me ask you this. Are you upset because it's happening to a Latino or a Mexican? Would you be as passionate toward an Asian or European or African immigrant? I mean, there are even theater groups like the women's group, because they created this women's group because they feel that they have not been given their fair share in their performance. And rightly so. Maybe there's enough women actors playing lead roles or directors or producers or whatnot. True in fact. Yeah, I agree with that. Yet, they themselves only have parts in their performances with only women, directed by women. Okay, I understand that. But then the whole performance is all women? Isn't that exclusive, not inclusive? I mean, tell me, who's the prejudiced one here? How different are you from saying it's an all-male, no, you know, not allowing, well, of course, if it was all-male play, that would be sort of boring as well, but... I mean, how different is it? Isn't it the same crap of division? If you have black-only movies, blacks only allowed, is this not the same as Jim Crow, but in reverse? Why not have some, at least some, fill in some token whites or others? Same thing for the woman, have some token men in your play. I mean, really now? I mean, if not, then it's really all the same pure BS. You're playing the same blame game of division. You know, like Christians and Muslims and Jews and Buddhists, liberals and labor, liberal, Democrat, Republican, Arab, Jews, Palestinians, Shiite, Sunni, Muslims. Ah, hell, they're all infidels. Them, us, Navajo, Hopi, North, South, East Coast, West Coast. Figure a way to divide you. Blue eyes, brown eyes. Crips and Bloods. Everybody laughs about the Crips and Bloods, but what are you doing? The same thing. Living like gangbangers. What the hell's the difference? Divide. Division. Yep, there is culture. You know, we are unique. We have a uniqueness, and we have to embrace it. And that is very special. But you also have to remember, physiologically... I'm not even going to get into the spiritual side. Physiologically, y'all bleed the same way. Y'all have blood. Y'all shit the same way. Y'all die the same way. Y'all, humans, when they decompose, stink just the same way. Y'all have children. Y'all have produced milk. Well, I'm talking about women, they'll produce milk for their kids. Or most of them women do, are supposed to. I mean, y'all eat, maybe perhaps different kind of food, but y'all have to eat to live. But in reality, your souls are no different. Your very essence is the same. The only difference is that little, you know, makeup job they did in front of you. You know, the shells, the etheric, your face, your body, your skin, your hair. That's the only difference. And yet, you know, you have your uniqueness. I mean, our cultures are different, but our cultures are sometimes are from our own experiences, not just from this lifetime, from prior, we've sort of taken those along with us. From individual side, we are unique from our experiences, like I said, both in past lives as well as this one. Those are special and should be explored and nurtured and valued. But not emphasize the divide. It's so easy to find the divisions because that is the easy way to say you're to go toward the dark. Easy to close your eyes and say, oh God, this person is different than me. But in reality, we're all really similar and the same, basically. In reality, our souls are the same. In reality, we're all connected. Yet, there's some of this in culture that simply in their culture or or education, which embraces division, fear, and hate. But then you all have a choice to wake up and say, screw this bullshit. This is the wrong education. This is the wrong culture. This culture of fear, the culture of making us play the blame game. I mean, I've seen it on blog sites, Huffington Post. I was posting on this thing today, showing a difference. I kept on saying to these people, why are you playing the same thing? You're playing upon them and them. I hate them. Neocons, liberals, you know, Israelis, Palestinians, you know, us against them. And I kept on saying, you guys are playing, being on their pawn. They're playing you. Why you play this hate game? You're not of peace. You're not of humanity by doing that. You're no if the neocon or a conservative is on one side of the corner who's shouting what he thinks or she thinks, and you have somebody says they're liberal or progressive saying what they think, and just creating this division, this bullshit. I already mentioned this stuff before in my last show about playing being the pawn, because you know who wants to keep you that way. Them, the Illuminati. Same thing if you want to be sucked into this division in here and continue on the same old merry-go-round. You all have a choice. You don't have to continue this way. Yet at large, all humanity, I'm telling you, are all the same. You only assume you're different. Your idiosyncrasies, that speciality is different because your soul has its own uniqueness, its own special experiences and the same uniqueness amongst the souls which are around you at large. But you are all fucking the same. If you say fucking, I think you all do the same in some way. God, is that, but you're all the same. Get it. We are of the same tree. No, Einstein once said, if sanity is doing the same thing over and over again, getting and expecting the same results, it's insane. I mean, if you keep on doing the same thing, division, fear, and hate, and you think it's going to come out somewhere different, it's the same thing. I mean, you are doing the same thing that you complained about. You are not in reality of what the universe actually is. You are going against it. You're like swimming against the wave, as they say. Then you wonder why you're getting turned over like in a undercurrent, getting drowned all the time. You are your own tumor in humanity by playing the divide, the illusion of divide. This is a dark way. No ifs, ands, or but. Dark. These clubs of divide are not enlightened, but the opposite, the dark. They are of no love. They are opposite. They are created in their own essence, opposite. They themselves are created for the very own illusion of fear. And again, it's simply put, they are of a dark way. I mean, real simple, light embraces love. An unconditional love. Connection to the universe, to each other, to the oneness of consciousness, unity. While, of course, embracing our distinct special individuality. So again, these clubs of darkness, these clubs of division, these division of humanity, these clubs, the black ones, the African-American ones, the Mexican clubs, the Asian clubs, like the Korean clubs, the lesbian clubs, gay clubs, straight clubs, Mormon clubs, Baptist clubs, Muslim clubs, Irish clubs, Italian ones, Arab clubs, Latin ones, Mexican ones, Chinese, Filipino, Catholics, women's, men's, all the same. Same darkness. Same thing, epitome of dark. Black entertainment TV, Latino TV, lesbian TV, not understanding you have for languages. Come on. I've seen shows where they'll have just Hispanics, or Latinos, excuse me, or shows that are all black. It's okay to emphasize culture, but to plethorate and embrace an area of division, gay TV, lesbian TV, Christian TV, or whatever ethnic TV, these are racist. These are segregation. These are prejudice and bigotry. I mean, to live by segregation is absurd. I mean, where these blink clubs, like I said, aforementioned, these theater groups, these TV shows, these music programs, etc., are not of light, but dark. They are a dark way, a dark path. Go to one and see for yourself. Tell me if you go to a club or a thing, any of those. I'm talking now like a nightclub, by the way. I'm talking about, well, some of you, that's more ethnic, but that's more of a cultural. I'm talking about plays or clubs that focus on separation and divide. And it could be out of entertainment or theater or whatever, you know, even music. It could be even in a nightclub. It could be a TV. It could be also socializing. How many friends do you cross lines and have friendships with or socialize with of different ethnicities, different perspectives on the universe? And I'm talking about like religious. Maybe you don't see the same way in political atmospheres, in politics, if you want to call it conservative or liberal. We're not all the same in our beliefs. That's because we all have different views. But to divide, to separate with these lame-ass organizations, to live on the path of dark, this is it's ridiculous. I mean, for me, for example, I will not place my energy on those who wish to continue to be of the divide. I will not pander to these ill, lame organizations. Because they are ridiculously lame and dark, who live on the path of dark, to divide by dark. I will distance myself, even if you ask again and again to be part of it. You know, I may see, for example, a friend of mine has a play who's acting in this segregated all-women's theater group. Just because I'm giving support to that friend, it is not to this organization. Because frankly, that organization is dark by its embracement of divide. It's gross. It's sickening. It's sad, actually. I mean, humanity is accessible. And it can be embraced as accessible. Doesn't have to be a melting pot. It is not a melting pot. We individually have our uniqueness, like leaves on a tree with, like I said, different views. but we are all deeply connected. This is a reality. In reality, to make these tumors, these clubs, is the perpetual calamity of humanity. It has been, is now, and will be until humanity gets it. So it is what it is. It is, and so it will be. Now, I understand when women want to embrace and empower themselves. I say, man, all power to you. I mean, from one corner of the earth to the other. I mean, I see women in the Far East who are put down, made to feel like objects for slavery, to the women in the Middle East who are told to cover their heads and be diminished of their own self-esteem, second-class citizens, mutilated, beaten, put down, or even of the West, who they've made leaps and bounds of trying to empower themselves. But they too have fallen into the depths of dark by trying to embrace segregation in some mold toward division. It's okay to embrace. You should be on the power to self-worth and self-love, but not toward division. Because if you do by division, it will never, never, ever lead to self-worth or self-love. You'll be only the epitome of a bipolar acronym. You will never embrace yourself with self, true love, true self and worth. If you follow this dark path of division, you'll be your own calamity. Amazing, you know? And it's all really, really simple what humanity needs to do. It's all real simple what people write books and make things separate and divisions of. I mean, I can go from area to area, every area, and I can see the same thing in a different situation. And people make things more complex than they are. People make things more because they want to divide. Make it into little compartments. Make it more complex. So then you have to go and ask them, hey, I don't understand. But I'm telling you straight up. And if you have any questions about this or see it, well, wait a second. These are just organizations are trying to help empower themselves. Are they? Are these organizations really empowering themselves? Because if they do, that's a facade. Don't need no organization. Don't need something outside to empower you. You don't need something out there in the boondocks, a name, a book, or anything to empower you. You don't need a religion to empower you. You don't need your mom or daddy to empower you. You don't need your best friend, your lover, your girlfriend, your boyfriend to empower you. To empower yourself comes from within. Look in yourself and your self-worth and your self-love. But to divide, to create something of an illusionary system, of a situation, an organization, opposite. And like I said, embrace your uniqueness, your cultural uniqueness, whether by music, song, dance, theater. That's what's amazingly beautiful about humanity. It's uniqueness among all humanity. But to divide is not. Look around the world, all the division. Everywhere I can point to where there's a war or violence, all at the crux of divide, division, darkness. When you have division, and the wall goes up, the next thing is fear. You're afraid of the other person you don't even understand because you've been divided. Next thing you know, there's hate. You want peace in the Middle East? Take down the division. Peace doesn't come, it's not over land or anything else. That's all pure BS. Real peace is a mutual respect. Take down the division of a people. Peoples don't divide themselves, governments do. Allow people to meet and embrace each other, have parties, sit down, talk. You want peace? That's peace. I'm not talking about just the Arabs and the Israelis. I'm talking about even in Lebanon and other countries where there's division constantly from India to Pakistan. The Shiites and the Sunnis. Look, here they are because they all have their... They're over here and we're over there. Division. Because everybody's got to divide. In reality, that's pure BS. Just think of if you were a extraterrestrial and you came out on this planet and you looked at all these divisions amongst humanity, you would laugh at it. They would simply look like, look at this, this is retarded. To us, they're all the same. One may have more polka dots than the other one, or red hair, black hair, brown hair, blue eyes, green eyes, brown eyes, white skin, black skin, brown skin, yellow skin. All still the same. In their eyes. So what's the reality? The reality is we're all the same? Spiritually, what is our souls? Our soul has no eye colors, doesn't have skin, doesn't have a hair color, doesn't have a race or religion, doesn't have an ethnicity, doesn't have a sexual orientation, has none of that. You carry experiences with you which may lean you toward a different type of visual correspondence, a leaning perspective because of your experiences, but your essence is the same. Your essence is connected to everything else. It's the bottom line I try to reiterate. To take that sense of division. I mean, I don't know how much I can say it more and more. The sense of segregation. Sense of divide. People should be looking to shake hands with the other fellow human beings. Not to divide it. Figure a way. If you have a play that you're, or some cultural event that you want to, you don't feel you are being, because some racial or ethnic tone you feel, don't. Why do you do the same thing? Why not have one that's multi-ethnic to counteract the one that you feel that's, like if somebody says, hey man, all that is white TV, then have one that's multi-ethnic instead of one that says black TV or one Mexican TV. If you feel it's just all Christian, and you want to have, why don't you have a Muslim and a Jew and a Buddhist? That would be different now, wouldn't it? That's not exclusive, that's inclusive. You know, it all comes down to that. You know, and there are people out there, I've mentioned this in like my last show about the pawns. If you want to be a pawn, there's the Illuminati, who live and fester and feed off that division. They want you to be divided, feel separated. Counter to some of my counterparts, in all due respect, I've read some things that they felt that, oh, they're trying to do a blur upon cultures and moving around peoples, but that's not their attempt. They're moving peoples around to create what? An anxiety amongst people. To make them feel a division. to create a fear. It's the opposite. It's not trying to create a blur of culture. They're not stupid. They know exactly what they're trying to create more division. And the more division is called divide and conquer. And while you're all fighting amongst themselves and feeling you're all divided, they have more control and feel more control. Of course, control is an illusion, but they'll feel like they're in control of this world. What was the opposite I said last week? Take down the division. Feel connected to what? Don't divide yourself even from Mother Earth. A division. They start from a separation. I mean, even, you know, there was that movie, was it, Avatar, which really fundamentally was talking about how we're all connected to one another, how we're connected to Earth. And why I was talking about now getting to Earth, while we're connected to Mother Earth and feeling not divided from it, from our universe, from Earth. And what does the Catholic Church come out and say? They know that if you embrace and realize that we're connected to our physical world as well as our spiritual world, like Earth, the universe, they can't dictate to you. They can't manipulate you. You get it. So what the Catholic Church says, oh my God, they're believing like nature is a god, as if it's a pagan. It's not what that was about. It was about connecting to Mother Earth, connecting to all things. That's not paganism. It's coming to the reality of how we are, in reality, all connected. That was real simple what the meaning behind Avatar was. How we're all connected to one another. And who were the ones who were division, who were divided? The ones on the attack. And we thought, well, we're going to just separate them by destroying their tree. Remember, they, I don't know if you guys, anybody out there saw that movie, they knock it down, tear down their home, thinking now they're separated. Then they go after their other elements. They keep on going on to try to destroy their sense of division. But in reality, they already had a sense of understanding how they are all connected to everything, which a select few finally caught on. And those who have been watching it, that was the fundamental behind it. Bring down the division. Division between us and Earth. Bring down the division between us amongst ourselves. And that's what I'm talking about right now. Find the, you know what? Take 1 second and see what's common amongst you and your neighbor. See what's common between you and the one that they say to hate or to fear. Whether it's, let's say, in the Middle East, for example, especially let's say the Muslims, what do you have in common with the Jew? And so what's your difference from them or the Israeli? And vice versa. Or the Christian. Or the Hindu. Or what ethnicity is you feel that is different. In America, there are people out here who feel alienated because of the large amount of Latinos that have moved into the U.S. This is not something new or different. The United States has always been not a melting pot, but a salad bowl. From its inception of multiple groups of people coming here. So even the people who come here from Latin America, cross over, shake your hand, and curious, find out what that other culture is. And the same token the other way. That is knowing the other person. When you see and understand, maybe you don't have to speak their language. You can try, not everybody's requirement, but break bread with them. See what they see. See their art. They're no different. You'll see they care about their kids just like you care about their kids. People who come to this country, for example, were no different than my great-great-grandparent or grandfather came here at 13 years old looking for a better life. I mean, it might have been different because they were coming for all over political reasons, not just over survival reasons. But a lot of people came here out of survival. A betterment for the better of their lives. And you cannot blame people who want to come to this country in this particular situation or any other country they see that has opportunity. That is normal. They just want to care about their kids. Get a care about their kids. Think about what would happen like in the Middle East, the same thing. If people focus on wanting to care about their kids instead of sending them off to kill each other, putting bombs on the little kids or teaching them, showing cake cartoons. Instead, showing the kids to love your fellow human being, that would be of Allah, right? As if I, what does it say? As if I kill one man, as if I kill the whole world. And vice versa. They are animals, they're just like you, they're your brothers. And those so-called peacemakers or peace doers or whatever, they're not real peace. Peace is trying to get each one to respect the other one, to do things so they one looks at the other one with a respect and a love. That is a real peace activist. That is a peace activist. So if you want to be a peace activist, don't perpetuate division and hate, because you are nothing but walking toward the dark. If you want a peace activist, follow love between two brothers, two sisters, two cousins. That is a peace activist. Light is love. Light is one universe. We are one, oneness. No wonder why, and this is in, it said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. We are all one with each other. One with the universe, one with earth, and one with Allah, one with God, one with the Ein Sof, one with Tao. We're all one, not divide, not separate, one. And with that, I want to thank you all for listening. Have a truly great weekend. I have some special guests coming up in the coming months. I'll let you all know when I get concrete dates. Again, God bless you all, and thank you for listening. And with that, I close with a new song by Angie Mattson called Mary, and do check it out, angiematson.com, at her new LP, Skeleton Arm. God bless you, and thank you for listening. Have a great, great weekend. Repeating the feeling of the day I'm